This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, what's going on, everyone? It's time for the crossover. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz. He'll be back tomorrow. Daryl the Guru Johnson rocking with us live at Chase Center. And now bringing the boys in from the Laughing Monk Studios, Mark Willard, Dan Dibley. What's up, gentlemen? How
the
we doing?
Fellas. Hey! How hey. We doing?
Fantastic. Good. You guys look locked and loaded in studio.
That's what we do. Like, oh, yeah. We get to sit in our regular chairs while
How
we're talking to you.
Yeah. How was the rodeo up in Cass Creek?
Keep brothers, them straight.
Brothers, we had ourselves a day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
2 days, but yeah.
Yeah.
I checked in with you both.
Yeah.
Zucci Man with the white tee.
Zucci Man. You saw it.
Yeah, Zucci's like, I got my white tee, I got my jorts, let's play. It was incredible. We had a day out there. The only thing that Cash Creek did wrong had nothing to do with Cash Creek at all.
Yep.
It was 10 too many degrees.
Mother Nature.
That's it.
Mother bleeping nature. Yeah.
But Cash Creek was there with all the free water strategically placed throughout the course to make sure that we didn't die. So it was fantastic. Everything out there, from the show to the food, to the pool, the hot tub, the gambling, the golf, everything. Dude, we did it all. Yeah. It was great.
And even, like, at the end of the golf, so you come off 18, it's like, okay, it's hot, and this was fun, and the course is great, and the guy walks up to you with a tray of, was it watermelon towels, or was it like melon?
I think it was mango.
Thank you.
He goes,
I couldn't
it's got
remember
a touch
the fruit.
Of mango in it.
So he gives you a towel that is ice cold and wet.
Yep.
And, you know, you've been out in the heat for 4.5 hours, and I couldn't remember the fruit. Yes. I was like a little delirious.
I could be wrong. Yeah.
Mango towel.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, okay, I'm going to go ahead and, like, cool off with a little mango schmear on this towel.
I felt like John Miller. That towel is wet.
Totally.
Put that thing on the back of your neck and just make everything okay.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah.
I'm glad you guys had a great time. The boss just left. I couldn't wait for you two. It's all about NBA free agency. He never tells us what to talk about or what not to. But Willard and Dibs, I have no answers. Real quick for the Giants, I don't know what I'm watching, and I'm not blaming it. I just what's going on?
Oh God!
So I have something potentially this is a downer. This is a downer.
Debbie
you?
Downer.
It's you, call yeah,
you
Debbie.
Willard said you.
Not listen, Willard.
It's, no. It's not from me. It's from inside the building.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Now, this is one person's opinion, and I will not say who this person is.
Okay. Buster Posey.
It's not Buster.
Yeah.
I will eliminate Buster. It's also not Farhan. Okay. Don't ask any more questions. That's okay. As far as I go. Okay. Right. It's neither of them. But someone who is employed by the San Francisco Giants in some way, shape, or form, this person, I ran into him this morning and we're chatting and we're like, man, what the hell's going on? And this person immediately goes, I had all kinds of hesitation about the acquisition of Rafi Devers. And I said, now hold on a second. What the heck could that have to do with this? You don't get worse when you get better players.
Right.
That's not how this works.
You know what that is, right? It's a hesitation sensation.
Absolutely. I was like,
thank you.
Denigration?
No.
Okay,
there was hesitation.
Anyway.
Your source.
So this person states, they're like, I just think that the second he got here, that team prior to his arrival was just vibing with each other at such a level. They loved each other. The clubhouse was just turned all the way up. And it wasn't just Devers. It was also Chapman gets hurt. The clubhouse loves Fitzgerald. He goes into a slump. He gets sent down. It's not the reason, but for whatever all of it is, this person states to me, like, it just since then has not felt the same. It just,
Will.
The clubhouse just doesn't feel the same.
Will, can I be honest? Because that's a bomb. He hadn't been here so long. Do you think that's unfair? But you just kind of answered it by saying it's not all him. But, I mean, were they playing over their heads before they got
maybe
him? And maybe they're coming. Did we overestimate him collectively, the team, before Devers? And now, you know, I'm asking because I don't know, but I feel like that's a – I'm not saying that guy's wrong, but that would be kind of heavy to lay at his doorstep, and he hadn't been here 15 games, you know?
Yeah, definitely not laying it at the doorstep in the way of blame, but it's just like – it's like you whatever your favorite meal is that you make at home, and then suddenly right before you're about to eat it, you added another ingredient. Mm. And you're like, oh, it doesn't taste the same. And that's kind of the way they were describing it. This wasn't a blame thing or whatever. And quite frankly, I will say this as an outsider, I don't really kind of accept the opinion because I don't really accept it because I'm like, you don't get to do that as a pro athlete. You can't be like, oh, we were fine. And then they gave us a really good player. And now I'm not performing anymore. Like here would be my rebuttal. My rebuttal is you just went 1-5 last week. You barely played any major league players though the entire week. You went 1-5, and there were a few things that your players did out there on that field that I would have been mad at my 11-year-old if he did on a field. So, like,
wow.
To me, this is not clubhouse. I don't think too many people are talking about Melvin. Way too many people are talking about Burrell. This is a player problem, in my opinion.
I totally agree. I mean, I think to place it at the footstep of Devers, it's obviously coincidental, but I think that's exactly what it is. Like, them being 4-8 is not because Devers is hitting second and not getting things done. You're 4-8 in the last 2 weeks because you're hitting 196 the runners in scoring position. You're getting picked off in ninth innings. You're not working from ahead. Your bullpen is regressing a little bit, and your offense is exactly the same or performing a little bit worse. Like, to me, the Giants have, yes, ran into bad teams that have made them look awful, but I do think that pointing to Devers, that's kind of low-hanging fruit to me. Like, if you didn't think that the Devers trade was going to go well because it wasn't going to age well, that's something I'll hear. But the immediate returns, I am not way in any shape or form going to look at him and say, you're the problem.
No, they're all the problem. And you look at Jung-Hoo Lee, who's been patently bad over this stretch. Willy Adames has yet to actually show the form. And, Evan, I want to ask you as a former pitcher about Ryan Balker, like, what's going on?
That's
with
a three.
It's at least a four. Ryan,
Tim George laughing.
The way, thank you.
Four.
Yeah. The way that he is balking.
That was such a four that took me a minute. Like 5 seconds later, I'm like, Ryan Balker? Does he pitch for the White Sox? I missed that one.
Sounds like a Marlin.
Evan, oh, my God.
I mean, you were a D2 pitcher. Like, have you ever gone through that? Does he have the yips? Like, he comes out of the stretch and he doesn't know where to put his foot now. And I know it didn't really cost him the game, but it cost him a run. And his reaction after was like, I don't even, it felt like, I don't even know how to do this anymore.
Well, first of all, D3. Secondly,
I apologize.
Yeah,
I thought Walla Walla was D2.
No, you're giving me a little bit too much credit. I can't take it. What is Ryan Walker's issue? He isn't the same version as himself last year. I do think a big reason is he's thinking about where his foot's going. Like, I always found it fascinating that you want to go back to Jared Weaver. There are these crossfire guys that throw across their body, and it's like they're going to throw out their spine every time they release a baseball. And yep. Walker's been fantastic, but he can't locate. And to me, that's the reason why is he's having an issue with where he's planting. But neither here nor there. He could be Ryan Balker. He could be a couple of my friends called him Ryan Walkoff early in the season.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, a little bit of a low blow. But the fact is he is, I think, representative of the regression of the bullpen. And I think the biggest reason why some of those guys have taken a step back is because the starting pitching is not eating as many innings as it did early in the year. So you're having to rely more on the Walkers or the Bivens or the Luke Casey's, and then you're going to give up some runs where your offense just can't get them back.
I don't think Walker has any idea where the ball's going anymore. Like, that's what bothers me when I watch him is, and, you know, like, first of all, he's falling behind in the count, and second of all, then his get-in pitches, they're right down Broadway. They're right down Broadway. They've got a book on him now because of last year, and so they're totally ready for him. I don't know. Like, that's an interesting comment you make, Evan. Like, the starting pitching, to me, largely still feels pretty good. Do you know what I mean? Like, Robbie Ray has another really good outing. I thought Verlander was very shaky yesterday, but then when you look at his line score, you're like, okay.
Left the game 2-1.
You gave up one run in six innings. I know half the outs were at the wall, but still, you gave up
1,100 feet of
I mean, that was
the second inning.
That was the loudest quality start I've ever seen in my life. But whatever, he did it.
Oh my God.
So, like, I don't know, man. I think they're getting enough out of those guys. I hear what you're saying, but it's hard to look at this team right now and not focus solely on the offensive side.
No doubt about it. And the base is loaded with Ramos. I'm not blaming him. It's just like, man, they are all infected. But real quick to your point, Willard, and I'm being real, and I was a guy that was hard on Matt Williams, and that was just third base. But at what point do we say as a collective, if it's not Melvin and Burrow, and I'm not saying it is, but when we say, hey, hitting coach, you're doing a great job, or manager, you're doing a great job, at what juncture do we just check what's under the hood in regard to, and to Melvin, I feel like every game, regardless, Dib, of how it plays out, he's the same. And to his credit, but I'm just wondering, like, we got to be able to judge both of those guys at their job. And right now, they're, you know, Melvin's responsible for this team. Could a different approach maybe get him out of this, whatever it is, quicker? And as far as Burrow, how do we judge what he or what he's not doing by watching all these guys not be able to hit the ball right now?
That's always a tough one for me because, you know, you've got Devers and Adames who come in with pedigree and stats and a career as a hitter, and now you're having a bad year, and, you know, Devers 12 games, whatever. Does that fall on the hitting coach? Is he telling these guys who have done very well in the league, is he telling them things and they're doing those things and now they're not succeeding? That's always a hard one for me. And Matt Williams at third base, I think that, you know, he got caught up in three or four tough decisions. He made calls that didn't actually work out. And think about the game on, what, Saturday when they lost 1-0. That's not Matt Williams' fault.
Wisely,
he gets picked off when the catcher goes snap throw and you get picked off. And like all the little things, and we all agree that the Giants are going to win by being buttoned up in the little things. They're not going to beat many teams 11-8. They're going to have to win tight games by being tight. And right now, this team is not tight. And, you know, they're a little sloppy when they need to be tight.
Yeah, no, I'm 100% with you. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station, home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from Chase Center, the boys back at the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Well, kind of on the eve of NBA free agency, well, the last hour, I should
say,
before it gets underway.
59 minutes to go.
You like Al Horford, Willard?
Sure. I mean, fits right in. You guys will like this story. I do this often. I call my parents on my way in. I can't call them on the way home because they're always like, we're just sitting down to dinner. So I have to call them on my way to work. And so they're big Bay Area sports fans, even though they've moved down to Southern California. And so my dad jumps on and goes, what's the latest with the Warriors? What's going on? I said, well, there's not much yet, but the rumor of the day is Al Horford. And my mom and dad both, they go, he's so old.
Oh, boy.
Wow. Mind you, both of them are in their 80s.
Right.
So people in their 80s think Al Horford is old. But I also said he'll fit right in. He'll fit right in. So he's still good. He's still a good player. So that's for the moment until it's reality.
He's so old that you and I.
How old is he?
Well, he's so old that. You and I have known each other for, we kind of figured it out, it's been 20 or so years.
That's a great point.
And when I met you, he was playing at Florida.
Yeah, he was on the floor.
I met you at the Final Four when Florida won the first of two national championships. And it's like, hey, you work with Tony Bruno. I do a thing with Tony every day. Ha, 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 isn't this great? Nice to meet you, Mick Willard. It's actually Mark, Dave. No, it's Dan. And so we got to know each other. Al Horford is in college at that point, and he's still playing. So I get what they're trying to do. If you're old, and maybe they should have Priest be a part of their front office. He's too old.
That's a three.
Because you go from old to older, and I actually shared this on our thread earlier. This might be, if they bring in Al Horford, could they be the oldest team in the history of the association? And I'm going to do the research.
Oh, deep dive dibs. I love it. And I'll say this, because Evan's channeling his, I'm calling him Baby Steiny today. He don't even know it. Listen, life is about second chances, right? What about one DeAndre Ayton if you could get him for cheap? Are you guys so out on the ball player? Because he's got talent, but Evan's like, I don't want him here. He didn't say it that way. But where are you at when you hear that name, Willard or Dibs? DeAndre Ayton, who is not, to me, a stiff. You get him here in this culture?
My eyebrows went up when I saw that come down yesterday.
Okay.
When I saw that news come down, I was like, oh, and he's still, boy, his numbers, right? He's a productive player.
Sure.
But like, it's almost like you're answering your question with your own laughter right now. What's making you laugh?
The laughter was I'm hugging you through the thing because I need some help, and for the fact that your eyebrows went up,
don't get on
the club. I took that as your end. And Dibs, we've seen the Warriors help guys out. You know this pedigree and this culture, and the dude can shoot. He can rebound. He just needs his furnace lit, man.
Right, but if you want to look at it, and I'm hearkening back to the old Eddie Murphy bit when I got some ice cream and you don't have none. You can't afford it.
Delirious.
Thank you. They can't afford it. He's not coming in and making vet men. And they bought him out for 35. And if you're a team that wants a big, you might give him, I don't know, 2 years and 40? The Warriors can't afford that.
I don't know. I don't think he's going to command that.
That's
I really don't.
Like, what's he going to command? And whatever it is, they can't afford it.
No, but I don't know if I
like
agree with that. Yeah, because he's a guy now. There's enough. Like, again, Guru starts laughing. There's a reason. This guy's got baggage. And there is a team that's trying to be good next year that just decided we don't even want you here. In fact, we'll pay you money to leave. DeAndre Ayton, to me, feels like he needs a one-year deal somewhere to go sort of bump up his value again, and so guys like that end up coming cheap. Now, I don't know that he fits the Warriors. I don't know. You know, they want people, they want a big who fits with Draymond Green on the floor and therefore spreads the floor and makes you defend the three-point line and all of that, and I think that's why Al Horford's probably more interesting to them than DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think it's got to be someone who can shoot the ball from three-point range, and Ayton really isn't that guy. And defensively, he doesn't give you much either, and I think it's going to be like an overpay from the Lakers or some team like that. But the thing about Horford that I guess just kind of jumps out immediately, it's like your four and your five are Draymond Green and Al Horford, and neither of them are 30-minute players anymore. Maybe in the playoffs, I don't know. But like, you're going to go through 82 games. Age regardless, those guys are probably 27 minute a guy per night, and it's like that's what you're going to roll out. They can't be done. Like, there has to be something else that comes after this.
Of course.
Understand why he's a top target, because he fits all these different boxes or checks the boxes, but there has to be something after this.
Of course there will be, and this is where I duck and run out of the room, but don't forget the Jonathan Kuminga trade that's coming.
No, you don't have to duck.
I left, but then I came back.
All right.
Yeah. No, I think that that's coming. I'm going to rescind my prediction on Friday just based on the current reports. I had predicted that we would get a Jonathan Kuminga trade by 6 o'clock tonight.
Uh-huh.
Sounds like I'm going to be very wrong on that.
Oh, boy.
Then again, I'm not wrong until I'm wrong, because I also think that this is a lot of posturing. You know, the Warriors are putting out to a reporter that, oh, this is going to drag on, and or maybe Kuminga's agent is putting out to a reporter that this is going to drag on, and that tells me that one of the sides wants a reporter to report that it's going to drag on, which kind of like that's a leverage play. So, but we're also getting a list of teams that may be interested. The more I read, the more I see. Don't you guys all get the feel? The Warriors and Kuminga do not want to. They don't want to be together anymore.
No, I get that. They, told like, Evan.
So then you got to figure something out.
Can they afford to say night-night to him, Willard, and get something lesser? That's what scares me. That's why I think it could go long.
I get it. But they are competing interests right now. I know that this bothers people. I understand why it bothers them. And forever, we may watch him become a really good player and never fully understand why he couldn't integrate himself into the system. But I also think that if we let our minds wander a little bit, I think that would be healthy here. Because a lot of people are just like, he's a good player. Why can't you play him? Well, let's push that a little bit further. It's almost like the Devers thing I just brought up. I think there's a lot more going on behind the scenes that people don't really realize. Nobody wants to come out and rip the other side. But the bottom line is the Warriors have asked Jonathan to do certain things that he won't do. And he wants to do things out there that the Warriors won't let him do. Mm. And so we're good. I think we're just going to have to get comfortable with the fact that they're not a mix. He can be good. They can be good.
Well,
it doesn't mix. And if you want to call that a failure of the Warriors, you're allowed to. I understand it. But at the same time, they're trying to win this year. And I don't think that anybody wants this drama come regular season time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We played some audio dibs of Willard of Sham saying something big is going to happen today or tonight. And Evan and I were throwing around outside of just Golden State here. What constitutes big? Do you think LeBron could be on the move? I don't know Oof. What, but what I think Ja Morant could be. Like, he has to know something. Why would he say big tonight?
Well, and he has been saying big, like it's going to be the biggest offseason in history. And so I do think that big might start happening here at 3 o'clock. And Ja actually is a name that I do look at as somebody who could be on the move, maybe somebody who needs a change of scenery. And if you're Memphis, you're already kind of dismantling what you have. So, you know, you're either all in or you're all out in the NBA if you're doing it right. And you know, you've got Washington and Brooklyn and other teams that have kind of decided that they're going to be all out. And, you know, Portland doing what they did with Ayton, not that he's a centerpiece, but, you know, you start to look at where you are as a team and you've got to make hard choices. And the Warriors are all, you know, doubled down and bought in on being all in for whatever that means. And, you know, last year they were one of the last eight teams playing. And so they feel like they're still close enough. But I do think when 3 o'clock hits here in 50 minutes and 22 seconds, I do think you're going to start to see some stuff happen.
This offseason feels like, you know, there's the stuff like Kevin Durant that you see coming, and then there's the stuff like Desmond Bane that you didn't see coming. And I do think that very fair chance before Dibs and I are done today that some stuff that we didn't see coming suddenly shows up. You guys bring up Ja. What about his teammate? What if it's Jaren Jackson?
Yeah.
What if it's Sabonis? Hell, what if it is LeBron?
I was just going there.
Do you know
there,
what I mean?
Willard?
Yeah. Like, I think that there's – we can look around the league and you can see the teams that are at least, you know, dancing around this idea. I know Cleveland is in a really interesting spot. Is it Darius Garland? Mm-hmm. Is he on the move? I think those are the types of names I think we're looking at.
Yeah, I mean, Shams hasn't been wrong yet. I didn't take it for his word when he said it is going to be, you know, the biggest one of all time. It just seemed kind of like hyperbole, but if things are still to come, and you've already seen Bane move, KD move, my mind instantly goes to Giannis. You know, I don't know if that means he's available for Golden State, but, like, because they signed Portis, I woke up and I felt a little lukewarm on it, but to me, when I think big, like, I think of a top five player, and I don't know if LeBron is that anymore. So to me, that kind of leaves one dude. And I guess when I hear big, I'm expecting the report that Giannis Antetokounmpo has requested a trade. And then and then all hell breaks loose.
You know, it's possible. Yep. And, you know, you wouldn't fault him for it. He's done his bidding there in Milwaukee for a long time. And it felt to me, though, like that would have been out before now. But maybe he's just waiting until 3 o'clock to make that public. But I did think that the Bobby Portis re-sign kind of indicated to me that maybe, you know, Milwaukee's trying to tell Giannis, like, we still think that we have a chance. And, you know, with Boston down a star and Indiana, they're down their star and Philadelphia is broken. And you look around the East and it feels kind of wide open. So maybe the Giannis thing waits another, not maybe a year, but maybe half a year.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we're looking forward to it, and obviously we're going to be glued to Willard and
Dibs. Have breaking news.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's going to be coming out during the middle of your show, so have fun reacting to, hopefully, sounds like big news.
I mean, do you guys want to do the exercise with us right now? We were almost going to play this with listeners at one point.
Oh, yeah.
Randy, do you have the I want to let everyone know, there is no breaking news right now.
Just the first 3 seconds of the sounder.
Just give us a little taster. Yeah, just a little.
That's
a 90. All right, if you hear that an hour from now, what do you want us to say? What are you hoping? What are you hoping gets said on the radio right after that?
Can I go first, Evan?
Go.
Jaren Jackson Jr. has been acquired by the Golden State Warriors in a sign and trade for Jonathan Kuminga. That's
it. I thought you were going to say Draymond.
Jaren Jackson Jr.
Yeah, for me, all paths lead back to JK. Give me Kuminga to the Pelicans for Trey Murphy. How about that?
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I like that one.
That's great.
I don't know if the Warriors have the financial wherewithal to go get a big, expensive player. I've sort of prepared myself for the answer being no.
I thought it would have to be a three-team trade. They get past that.
Even if you do all that, you still have to you have to acquire and sign, or at least afford the player, and that's with
Draymond and Jimmy and Steph and all, like, all on your roster.
Yes, depending. I mean, Jaren Jackson Jr. makes 23.4.
Yeah.
So that could be a sign and trade, and you throw in a, you know, a Buddy or, you know, a Moody, depending on what the sign and trade number is. So that's one that actually could be possible. But, yeah, I mean, trades are hard, even though Mike Dunleavy has made about eight of them. I mean, it seems like they are kind of hard.
And they did just pick up a couple of young talents we talked to earlier today, Will Richard and Alex Tui, who may just need to fill out the back end of that roster.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Oh, and Jaren is expiring after this year.
Yep. Yes, he is. Okay. Yes, he is.
All right.
We'll be listening,
boys. Yeah, we're looking forward
Go
to
Giants,
it.
Go Giants, right?
Appreciate you.
They'll get it tonight. God. They'll get it tonight, Willer.
I'm so, like, how many days in a row can we be like, they better, and then they don't, and then you're like, well, they better win the next one.
Yeah, oh, they got to lose it 1-0.
I got to.
Sorry. Roller Dibs coming up next. Keep it locked right here on 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.